For more than a decade now, the state and federal governments have been working on improving ferry access between Revilla, Gigedo, and Annette Islands. Service markedly improved in 2006 with the introduction of the state ferry Latuya, which provides round-trip service between Metlakatla and Ketchikan twice a day, Thursday through Monday. DOT is planning to shorten the Latuya's 90-minute crossing through construction of two new ferry terminals, one at Annette Bay on the north side of Annette Island and another on the south end of Revilla Gigedo. Andy Hughes is DOT's regional planning chief for Southeast Alaska.
With a shorter ferry crossing, they feel they can get more, have more opportunities, more trips to travel between Ketchikan and Metlakatla.
With the construction of the two new ferry terminals, Hughes says the Latuya could cut its travel time to approximately 20 minutes each way. He says the Annette Bay facility will be put out to bid soon and is expected to cost around $8 million.
The Annette Bay Ferry Terminals facility will be a side-loading facility with a parking and staging area and a shelter on the upland.
DOT hopes to complete construction on the Annette Ferry Terminal this fall. Meanwhile, the state is still attempting to find a location for a new Latuya ferry terminal south of Ketchikan. Hughes says DOT had long been planning to locate the facility at the Saxman Seaport.
In 2006, we were well in hand in developing a project on South Tongass, and at that time we had a resolution from the Saxman City Council that they would be amenable to making the Saxman Seaport available for a ferry terminal use, and they were willing to consider selling it outright at the time, which is what we were interested in. We were interested in acquiring a ferry terminal site that we could utilize for the indefinite foreseeable future.
Hugh says an appraisal on the property was completed, environmental studies were finished, and DOT was prepared to close on the purchase. By then, there was a changeover in Saxman's administration, which instead wanted to lease the property to DOT. That prompted a whole new set of negotiations, which have yet to result in a finalized deal. Meanwhile, DOT began looking at other alternatives along South Tongass Highway. Jane Gendron is the environmental coordinator on the project. She says DOT has since identified 8 potential sites for the new ferry terminal, including the Saxman Seaport.
The identification process started with what location had the water depth, wind and wave characteristics, upland property that would support and operate a marine highway terminal. This first reconnaissance is simply where along South Tongass can we build and operate a ferry terminal that would support the Latuya class ferry.
Locations initially under consideration included an area near Thomas Basin, property at mile 4.1 South Tongass Highway, land near the Coast Guard base, oceanfront property in Saxman that was previously used for log storage, an area north of the Saxman Seaport, property at a former dairy, and land adjacent to the Mountain Point boat ramp. Of the potential sites, Gendron says the most promising are the mile 4.1 South Tongass Highway location, the two Saxman Seaport options, the log storage area, and the land near the Coast Guard base.
The sites that do not appear to have the most benefits are the Thomas Basin site, the dairy site, and the Mountain Point site. The dairy and Mountain Point sites are more exposed and are more problematic from ferry operations. And Thomas Basin site has the longest travel time, and it also has some exposure issues. So those sites were not recommended by the consultant to move forward.
Gendron says DOT is holding 2 public meetings in the area on Tuesday to solicit comments on the proposed locations.
We're hoping to get additional information from the public about the sites that we're still considering. If they have additional knowledge that we need to consider as we move forward, and for them to express interest, concerns, or if there is some place along the shoreline that we somehow missed that might be able to provide support for a ferry terminal, we would like to know that.
DOT's first public meeting on the ferry terminal locations will take place in Metlakatla at Assembly Chambers from 1 to 3 p.m. on Tuesday. Later that day, DOT will host a second meeting at the Saxman Community Hall from 6 to 9 p.m. The Saxman meeting will include a presentation from DOT staff at 6:30 p.m. DOT is hoping to select a ferry terminal location within the next year or two. Hughes says construction on a new Revillagigedo ferry terminal, estimated to cost around $10.5 million, won't be complete for at least 3 years. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.